I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
There you go. What a gigantic weekend. It's so interesting, Ireland, that Morales put that in the opening, the within thing.
Yeah.
Because I got an email and I actually put it on the rundown.
The Dodgers are within one.
Within one, yes.
Stop it. They are not.
Marcus Brewster emails this. I never agree. I'm going to read it exactly the way he wrote it.
Okay. Greg, I think you're right.
I never agree with Dumpy Bergie. But I always notice sportscasters say within a certain amount of points. I'm like, was my entire childhood grammar school a lie? It doesn't bug me as much as it bugs Dumpy, but it is annoying. Can't we figure this out? I could be wrong. Love you guys. Marcus from Long Beach.
I'm not changing the way I say
it. Greg, I think you're right.
Simply because Bergman is the one who pointed it out. I will do it, Greg, till the end of my career just to annoy you.
Just to annoy me. So you're going to say things wrong. By the way, Marcus Brewster, thank you. Thank you for understanding what I'm trying to say. And John, also.
Thank you for bringing back Dumpy Bergie to the show. It had kind of moved on.
We had dropped
Dumpy Bergie until he brought it back in that email. So we'll both thank you.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm going to tell you straight up right now. If you say Dumpy Bergie, I am not going to respond.
Oh,
wait a minute. I will not
talk for the rest of the show.
Hey, seriously?
Absolutely.
Listen,
one time. All you got to do is call me one time, and microphone
will
be off.
And you will not respond for the entire
rest
of the
show.
If he's really going to be a baby, then
it's not. No, it's not being a baby. I'm putting my foot down on this one. Yeah. And if you do it, I will turn my mic off
Roll
for the rest
the
of the
punches,
show.
My friend. Roll with the punches.
I normally do, but this is dumb. And also, so jump ball, they'll be all Jorge.
Wait.
We won't play Game of Games?
I don't have anything ready for jump off, so don't throw me under this one.
We've been doing this show forever. Do you think we would seriously crumble up if jump ball didn't happen?
Hey.
Listen, Dumpy Bergie.
All right.
Oh,
goodbye.
No.
I'll tell you whose show it is. Mason and Ireland. If you don't want to participate, completely up to
Bergie,
you.
Bergie, notice I did not say it, so stay where you are.
Does he honestly think we care if he talks? We're paid to talk no matter
really,
who is
you
there.
You shut him down for the show.
Okay, good.
You shut him down for the show. All right, so here's a big deal. Today we're doing Lie of the Day. And if you are the person that identifies the lie, you will join me along with a guest, along with Jorge and Bergman and my friend Sue for a local baseball game on Tuesday night where you never know, there could even be a bobblehead at this local baseball game. So make sure you're listening to everything we say between now and 3:30 for a chance to join me for a night at a local baseball game Tuesday night.
All right, so let's start with this.
Yeah.
It's very rare that I would start the show by saying you were absolutely right. But given the events of yesterday, I was premature. Bergman and I were, it was really me, Bergman just agreed with me, were premature in saying that the Dodgers should throw in the towel. Now, I think Bergman's theory is right, that we should wait till Sunday. If the Dodgers are two or more behind on Sunday, then you sit Urias and you sit Bueller and let those guys get right.
But now,
you're only one down.
Within one.
Anything can happen.
Yep.
One game. I mean, guys blow one game all the time.
Hey, we could be in first place. We could be tied for first place after tonight.
That's true. Now, who are the Giants playing?
The Giants are playing at Colorado, where we just left. The Dodgers are in Arizona. It's Tony Gonsolin tonight, who's actually pitched pretty well, 3-1, 2.93 ERA, but tends to be more of a bullpen game, tends to be somebody, you know, who gives you four or five innings, and then you piggyback him and you rely on the bullpen, which got a 2.22 ERA in the month of September. But I feel really good about, and I've said this the last two weekends, but I feel really good that we could catch them this weekend.
Yeah, I'll I think Bergman had it right yesterday, that we wait till Sunday, see where everybody sits Sunday, and then you can make a call. Now, you saw that Bueller says he doesn't feel burned out, that he thinks, but the numbers indicate otherwise.
Well, he says he's pitching bad.
Right. So give him a day. Let him
but
skip
it's
a
not
turn.
Necessarily a rest issue. That almost, the way he describes it, it's almost like a I need to work some things out issue, not an I'm wearing down issue. And although we pointed out that that everything Julio Urias is throwing is about 2 miles per hour less in his last start, that's not the case with Bueller. Bueller's fastball is the same. He's not locating his pitches well. I mean, he did not locate his pitches well in Colorado. That's why he got lit up. That's why he got lit up against San Francisco. He needs to work some stuff out. And so Bueller, I have no concerns about going out there on the mound because, according to him, he's thrown 27 starts now, but it's not an issue of tiredness or dead arm or wearing down. So I've got no concerns about Bueller. He's just got to work stuff out. This is anybody's division right now. It is anybody's division. One game can turn tonight. One game can turn tonight. And I think everybody was preemptively throwing in the towel. And, John, I said it yesterday. Actually, I think we did a promo where I said, I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a quitter.
Yeah, but quitting isn't giving Urias and Bueller a day off to get right. Because if those guys aren't right, your postseason's irrelevant anyway.
But Bueller says he needs to work some stuff out. Not that he's worn down, that he needs to work some stuff out, and it's on him.
But he's never thrown this many innings, and Urias has never thrown this many innings. So common sense would indicate you back him off. But let's see. Now, I'm now come over to your side on this. You don't back him off if it's within one game. If it's within one game, you got to roll the dice that you might get lucky and that the Giants might do something stupid or wilt under the heat of the pennant race.
Just lose a game. That's all. Yeah. Just lose a game like they did yesterday. Lost in the 10th. It was, by the way, those were great games. Both of those were great games. Giants win in the 10th. Dodgers win in the 10th inning. Trey Turner has been just so clutch. He had that two-out base hit in the 9th inning to force extra innings, and then Max Muncy won it with the two-run bomb in the 10th inning. But Trey Turner, of all the Dodgers, and we've got great hitters, Seager certainly on the list, and Mookie's on the list, and Muncy's on the list, and JT's on the list, but there's nobody I'd rather see at the plate right now than Trey Turner, who is poised to potentially win the batting title.
You'd rather have him than Betts?
Yes.
Huh.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Who would you rather have?
Mookie.
MVP. Yeah, see, I'd rather have Trey Turner.
I love Trey Turner, and nothing against him. I Justin Turner, I'd be okay with either one of the Turners. I'd be okay. To be honest, Will Smith's been a really good clutch hitter.
Will Smith's been great. He has been great.
Seager, I mean, they got a handful of guys that would be there.
And just a reminder, the Dodgers have lined up Walker Bueller to start the final game of the regular season.
And, hey, remember that's that weird thing that baseball's doing, and I'm glad they're doing it, where every game in the major league starts at the same time. Noon.
Yes.
Noon
yes.
our time. And that day's crazy. Noon our time, Dodger game starts, 12:30 Laker game starts, 1 o'clock Ram game starts, all in Los Angeles.
And they've teed up Max Scherzer for either game 163 to win the division or the wild card playoff game, which will be against the Cardinals, the evil, hated Cardinals. They're right up there on my hate list, John. I mean, if I think about my baseball hate list, it probably goes Giants, Cardinals. I think I hate the Cardinals more than I hate the Red Sox.
I actually respect the Cardinals.
Oh,
I don't respect the Giants.
The right way.
I just hate the Giants.
Yeah, I despise the Giants.
But the Cardinals, I think that, you know, they find ways to win no matter who's on their roster. But I'm not scared of them. I'm taking Scherzer to beat them for sure.
So we'll get to, obviously, Sunday. The showcase game of the NFL weekend is the Rams hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay is a one-point favorite. We're going to get to that. But I wanted to point out, John, that once again, my fantasy team got snake
bit my God.
Last night.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe
McCaffrey
it.
McCaffrey strains a hamstring on me.
Now, I would not have taken McCaffrey with the number one pick.
Who
like
would you have
did.
Taken?
I would have taken either Derrick Henry or Mahomes. I probably would have taken Mahomes because I was kind of committed to it. I took Mahomes with the 4th overall pick in the whole draft. But here's why I wouldn't have taken McCaffrey. Running backs on bad teams are risky. Now, Carolina looks like they're going to be a good team. They're
3-0. Yeah, Carolina's 3-0, yeah.
But he gets so much work. He's been hurt each of the last 2 years. I think he was an injury risk. Henry's like a tank.
But you acknowledge that everybody, every fantasy sports
would have taken him top three.
Take McCaffrey.
Yeah, would have taken him top three. It was either McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, or Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
But I had written down Saquon Barkley and Christian McCaffrey as do not draft because I thought they'd be running backs on bad teams. Now, Carolina may make the playoffs.
Yeah, boy, Sam Darnold, how about that? Matt Rhule and Joe Brady have got it going on. I mean, I won $5,000 mythical dollars on that game last night, too.
By the way,
you and your parlay bets.
I got two more going this weekend.
Two four-team parlay bets. The odds of getting that are so slim.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm betting $5,000 here, and Jorge's betting $5,000 there, and Bergman's got $15,000 on the table.
Yeah.
Ireland's like, I'll bet $4,000.
Right, but if I win, I win $44,000. See, yeah. I'm going for the value bet. Now
that's not the value bet. The value bet is not a parlay. The value
it is it is if I get $11,000 for or in this case $22,000 for a four teamer. But let's see where we're standing at the end.
Okay.
The last I think I won the last year of Mythical. You won the first year. Bergman won the second year. I won the last year, and then Lindsay kind of didn't get into it. So now that Bergman's back, Bergman's very formidable.
He is at a bunch of stuff.
At Mythical Money.
Yeah. Okay, Bergman, your walkout has ended.
Oh, so he's seriously not going to talk. Well, that's fine. It's look, it's
Blood
our show. We
sensitive.
We did the show for years without a third voice.
Bergie is very sensitive.
We welcomed Greg in because we like him to talk, but if he wants to pout and not talk. I mean, everybody's called you and I every name in the book. Do we stop talking? No, you can't stop talking.
Greg, yeah, I think you're right.
ABT, always be talking.
I just got a tweet from at Petty Mace. Somebody has actually created a Twitter handle that is at Petty Mace, which I think is classic and mean. That's just mean.
I like the one from LakerJ24. LAMO. Come on, Dumpy. Don't get your toilet paper in a bunch.
Don't do it again.
I just read the tweet.
Oh, poor Bergie.
He sent it to all of us.
He's so sensitive. And weirdly, he's our boss. That's the other thing. Weirdly, he's our boss.
Sort of. He's the assistant to the boss.
The assistant to the boss, but he ranks above us on the food chain.
Jeez, everybody ranks above us.
It's true. Everybody.
Doesn't rank above us.
All right. Coming up next for you, I came across this interesting – I want to put this out there. Why does everybody dislike Tom Brady so much? Now, Don't answer right away.
Okay.
I've got a poll of fans and who they dislike the most. And Tom Brady is number one by a lot. He'll be at SoFi Stadium on Sunday. Why? And by the way, you can jump in, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Why does everybody hate Tom Brady? And what do you expect from this game on Sunday? I actually feel like a win now, John.
I feel like
the Rams are going to win this football game and send the message to the rest of the league that we are Super Bowl contenders. We are Super Bowl bound. This is going to be a great Sunday at SoFi Stadium. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, Al West Coast tweets this. Rams Buccaneers this Sunday. I should sell my tickets. Hottest ticket in town, but I am looking forward to the game. Hashtag Rams. Do not sell your ticket.
All right, wait a minute. He brings up a great point. Mace, everyone has a number, okay? Regardless of what people say, everyone has a number where it becomes just, you can't turn it down. It's the Godfather. It's the offer you can't refuse.
No way.
What is your number to give up your tickets for Sunday?
There's not one.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Of course it's not.
No, it's true.
Are you kidding?
This is why I spent all this money to get season
tickets. If Steve Ballmer, who money is no issue to him.
Oh, if you want to throw $1 million at me, sure.
It's not going to cost that much. All right, so let me ask you. I'm going to give you a number that's going to make you think about it. Okay. $5,000 for each ticket. $10,000 total. Do you give me your seats?
No.
Okay. Double it. $10,000 each ticket, $20,000.
Well, I mean, in a hypothetical world.
No. This is an actual world. Everyone has a number.
This is not an actual world.
Everyone has a number. By the way, you have great seats.
Yeah,
you
don't have.
You don't just
have.
Your seats aren't just okay. They're on the 40. They're like 20 rows up. They're perfect.
Yeah.
All right. $10,000.
P.S. They're on the 50, but okay.
Okay. $10,000 each. That would pay for your whole season.
Yeah, this is the whole reason I invested.
I understand.
In this. The whole point of it.
I understand.
Was to be
I got
there
a bunch
a
of friends
like
in
this.
All right, Bergman. If I
sold my Rolling Stone. I bought Rolling Stones tickets and sold them right
okay.
away.
Okay. No, you don't. I won't call you that name anymore. If what number you Mason gives you his tickets for Sunday, and then the offers start coming in, what's the number that gives you to give them up?
You're still running this gag? All right. Jorge, what's the number you would take to give him up? You're not a Rams fan, so probably not much.
Whoa. We're talking thousands and, let's see, 15,000 each.
No, wait a minute.
15,000
each. Jorge, you would do it for less. You'd do it for 2,500 each, wouldn't you? 5K?
All right. Let's do 5K. 5K is fine.
Yeah. Now, that's – Mason wouldn't – I honestly believe you would not do 5K.
I would not. I would not. This is going to be a Super Bowl-like atmosphere on Sunday.
Which puts you at odds with your core position of you always respect money. Because 5K, you could do a lot of good with. But in this particular case, it's a tug-of-war between your passion and your pocketbook. So 5K, I could see you looking the other way. I honestly think you would do 10K. If you got a call on Saturday night and somebody said, man, I ran into a problem. I got a client. I got to get him into the Ram game. I'm going to buy your tickets. Just name your price. I think the number you would throw out is, if you gave me 10K, I'd give him to you, but I really don't want to. And he would walk over with a bag full of money, 10K, and you'd give him up.
That's a tough call. That's a tough. By the way, Mario Castro tweets, tell him, Mace, we need to come out in full support when the LA Rams come out, and I hope you do. There is nothing like it in sports. You know, I think it is going to be. It is the game of the weekend. It is... Tom Brady.
Be honest about something.
First game ever in L.A.
Be honest about something.
Yeah.
They announced a sellout for the Bears game, but was it? Because
yes.
I think this game, this weekend, is going to be SRO. I think
game was a sellout, 70,000 with standing room.
But when you looked around, was every seat for the most part filled?
Yes.
All right, because I think for this game it will be for sure.
Oh, no question. And here's the big thing. Like, the people who are coming in and buying tickets
right.
are Tampa fans. And by the way, they've been Tampa fans for 2 years.
Or they're Brady fans.
Or they're Brady fans, and that's where I wanted to go. So Tom Brady, there was a poll out where they said, here are the states that he is the least popular. He's the most disliked player. Tom Brady is the most disliked player in a total of 36 states. 36 states. He is the most disliked player.
Well, do you remember when we did this for the NBA and the most disliked player was LeBron? The best player is always the most disliked player. I don't hate Tom Brady. I'm jealous of him. I'd love to be Tom Brady. You don't hate Tom Brady, do you?
I don't hate anybody, but I strongly dislike Tom Brady. Yes, I strongly
I want his life.
Him.
I want the marriage. You know, Brady's wife makes more money than he does?
Yeah, good for him. I mean, it doesn't change how I feel about him.
changes how I feel about him.
He's got a bunching in his life.
His wife, Giselle, has a twin sister. What's the story with her? He's got a perfect life. Come on.
Yeah, he's got all his BS on his website, his pliability and his don't eat mushrooms. And
magic pajamas, Mace. Buy those magic pajamas.
He's wearing fancy pajamas, and he's got the
avocado ice cream
trainer. He's got all that weird stuff, and it's pseudoscience. And by the way,
79 glasses of water a day.
On top of that, he says you don't have to wear sunscreen if you drink a lot of water, which is irresponsible. That is not real science. Even if you have a lot of water in you, you will get sunburn. Fact, Tom
Brady.
What if you
drink that Hawaiian volcanic water that I overpay for?
You buy Hawaiian volcanic water.
Wait, we had a whole discussion about this.
I don't remember what it is.
It's Waiakea. Hawaiian volcanic water.
Oh, Mace wasn't here for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculously expensive. I have no idea why I buy it.
Why do you buy it?
It's easier to drink when I play golf. It's a worthy turn me onto it.
Much is it?
For a case of 24, it's $60.
$60?
Yeah.
And you have it shipped from Hawaii?
I have it shipped from Amazon Prime.
It is water, John. It is only water.
I made a deal with myself that I'm going to go back to Arrowhead, but I still have about 6 or 7 bottles of the Hawaiian volcanic water left.
How's it easier to drink?
It just tastes better. I don't know why.
Okay, water's water. There's no such thing as water taste.
I'm just telling you.
I don't care what anybody says.
I'm bringing you in. Nick, when we go back to the studio, I'm bringing you in a bottle of Hawaiian volcanic
water. All water tastes the same. You know why?
Not true.
Because it's water.
Not true.
Greg says he wants to try it, too. He doesn't want to say it, but he just told me he wants to try it, too.
John, when we get back in studio, we will do a water taste test, and here's what we'll do.
I've got a bottle of it open right here. I'm taking a picture and sending it to you.
We'll have one bottle of Hawaiian water, one glass of Hawaiian water, one glass of Aquafina, and one glass of water from my garden hose, and I bet you cannot figure it out.
Disagree. I will figure out the Hawaiian volcanic water.
That's just flushing money down the toilet.
Of course it is. You flush money down the toilet on events at SoFi Stadium. I do it for Hawaiian volcanic water.
Oh, that is not flushing money down the toilet.
But
being part of an event. And you know, you don't really go to football. You don't go to football games.
Not anymore.
You watch them on TV.
Yeah.
I love being in that environment. I love being part of it.
It is very fun. For 4 years, I was the sideline reporter for UCLA football.
Yep.
And being on the sidelines for those games was really, really fun. And you basically are almost on the sidelines. You're just right off the field.
I was the UCLA sideline reporter for one game.
Yeah, they banned you when you told the Houston Cougars to do the cheer.
Billy Mack.
Jorge, have you ever heard that story?
No.
Bill McDonald, who now works with me on the Lakers, who's a Lakers TV announcer, has, I think you had Mike Sherrard doing color, the great Mike Sherrard.
Yes.
And Billy Mack and Mike are in the booth, and UCLA is killing Houston. Killing them. So it's in the fourth quarter. It's like 60-7. And Billy Mack is saying, we got to get Steve Mason
Come on,
involved
get Mason
here.
To get do something.
Hey, Mason, do something. So he goes, okay, throw it down to me. I got something. And he throws it to Mason, and he's standing with the Houston Cougars cheerleaders.
Yes.
And you say, all right, what's your name? And she says, my name is Annie. And Annie, I want you to help lead a cheer. Your team is really down, but we don't want to give up. Lead a cheer. And she says, okay. And he goes, give me a C. She says, C. He says, give me an O. Oh, and she obviously, Annie, thinks that Mason is going to spell Cougars because the Houston Cougars are in town. And Mason says, give me a V. And she goes, V? He goes, give me an E. She goes, E? He goes, give me an R. R? Cover! Two more touchdowns and you cover the spread. Mason never worked another game for Prime Ticket after that.
I was banned for life, although you got to admit, that's a funny friggin' bit.
I laughed. Yeah.
That's a funny – people were not that way about gambling at that point, for sure.
Yeah, Al Michaels does it all the time. He doesn't get in trouble.
Right. Well, he doesn't get the cheerleaders to cheer cover.
But he mentions the point spread, and he mentions Vegas.
All right. Coming up next, Wheel of Questions. John, you never know what's going to come up on the wheel. And you never know if Bergie's going to talk or not. You never know if he's going to join the show. May not. Apparently, so far, nothing. And then, John, after that, you sent that thing with that kid talking about the Jets.
Oh, how great
is
that?
Which just makes me laugh.
I laughed for 10 minutes when I saw that. He's 12.
Yep, that is coming up for you.
A 12-year-old analyzes the New York Jets. It's fantastic.
That's coming up for you, too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
We Mason not, and the Snake go to a local baseball game.
We will not let Morales slither into our group.
Chris, I'll go to if we don't have to go to a baseball game, Chris, I'll go drinking with you.
There you go. Hey, go play golf and smoke a cigar.
George,
every one
George,
of us.
George, that's your choice. You can go to Mason's baseball game or you can go drinking with me and Morales. Where are you going?
If you guys show up on time, I'll go with you guys.
There you go.
Get out of here. Well, then, Jorge. Are you still in, or do you really want to go drinking with those guys?
Yeah, I can buy the bobblehead.
All right. That makes room for Laura from the afternoon show.
All right, let's see how it goes.
All right. So it is time to spin the wheel of questions, and there's something important that I need to read whenever we do that. It is our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All right, Jorge, let's give her a spin.
Ooh. All right, so give this some thought. Don't just immediately blurt out an answer. Okay. Would you rather know all of the languages in the world or know how to play all of the instruments, any instrument ever invented, so you can be like the most bilingual person on the planet, or you can play any instrument in tune that exists today? Jorge, which one?
Well, music speaks in every language, so I would play every instrument possible.
You would take the instrument.
Instruments,
Bergman,
yes.
Are you speaking or no?
Yeah, I'm going to take all of the languages in the world. So I can go anywhere in the world and I can just speak to any single
fluent person
at any point. Yeah, fluent.
Right. You could, Greg, think of the number of languages you could cuss me out in for
calling. Oh God,
your name.
It would be all of them. It would literally be every single one
Mason,
of them
which and
it'd
one
be,
are you
I'd
taking?
Switch between them too.
You know, I get to travel a lot and I think it's the languages. I think I would like to learn all the languages or know all the languages. You know how many times, Jorge, I have tried to learn Spanish? I just went through probably my 7th attempt at learning Spanish. I've gone to Berlitz. I've done it online. Yeah. I corresponded with somebody in Guatemala.
Un poco yeah. Español?
Hablo español un poco.
Yeah, sí. George, I think you got it wrong.
Why?
I'm with Greg and Mace because if you think about the big picture, not that it wouldn't be cool to know how to play every instrument, but it doesn't say you'd be good at any of them.
Oh,
all right. In other words, you could play them, but think of all the frustrated studio musicians that exist in the world that can play, but nobody ever hears them play. The language thing, I think, Mace, you could monetize in a lot of ways.
Sure.
You could, you know, you could interpret, you could go to work for different companies. Your skill set becomes instantly international.
The other thing is, what instruments are really important? Really, it's piano and guitar. Like, who cares if you know how to play the bassoon or the cello?
Or the oboe.
Or the oboe. It's like, that's not, unless you're going to play in a symphony orchestra, what's the fun in that? It's not like you're going, I'm bringing my my cello to the big party and I'm going to play cello like Yo-Yo Ma. It's not fun.
Yeah.
So I think the language thing is awesome.
Yeah,
I will learn Spanish. Someday.
I would lean towards languages. I think that would be the way to go.
All right. Good question. Good question. There's your wheel of questions. So,
do a shout out?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So, actually, I think this guy got to me through you. I think he emailed the show. So, about a year ago, you put him in touch with me, and a doctor, an orthopedic surgeon at Children's Hospital named Bob K., Dr. Robert K., said, hey, John, would you ever want to come to Children's Hospital and do a tour and see what, you know, we do here? And I said, absolutely. Let's navigate the pandemic. So it couldn't happen for a really long time. Long story short, I went today. Mace, it's unbelievable. Children's Hospital LA is one of the great children's hospitals in the world. They're one of the only hospitals on the West Coast that specializes in the orthopedic surgery that he does. They have 10 orthopedic surgeons. And here's what I'll leave you with after saying thank you to Dr. Bob K., for showing me around today. If you are the parent of somebody who is in any way has issues, has cerebral palsy, has some type of deformity, and a doctor tells you, yeah, there's nothing we can do, your kid's going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. Mm. Your kid's going to walk with a walker for the rest of his life. Immediately leave that doctor's office and call Children's Hospital and talk to Dr. K and the surgeons there. He showed me videos. Boys, this was unbelievable. Kids that came to him and could barely walk with a walker. And then a year later, after they do all this testing. You know how, like, when you do a video game, they put all the dots on you and they motion capture you?
Yeah, sure.
They motion capture these kids, okay? These kids that have difficulty walking. And so they can see exactly where the pressure points are in their legs.
Wow.
And then they decide on a rehab program and any surgical things that they need. And a year later, these kids are walking. It's unbelievable. So thank you to Dr. K for showing me around at Children's Hospital LA today. And that's my shout out. Thank you for letting me get that in.
All right. Let's jump on the phones. We're throwing out there, why does everybody hate Tom Brady so much? Jeff in LA is on the line. Jeff, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Everything's great. Right.
It's very simple why most people are haters like that. One, most sports fans are idiots and they can't separate their fandom from their 14-year-old selves. That's exactly why. And I'm going to tell you what. I used to do that personally when I was like 14. I'm not going to lie. I was a Jordan kid, right?
Yep.
So when everyone was saying, oh, Kobe's better than Jordan, and I used to hate Kobe. Then I grew up, and I was like, why would I hate Kobe Bryant, essentially the second best basketball player in the history of the game? It's retarded. You got to separate your fandom from your 15-year-old self.
All right, thanks for the call, Jeff. That's excellent.
Yeah, but I have not separated my fandom from my 14-year-old self. I still have my fandom from 14 when I'm 56.
Which I actually think is good. I think there's nothing wrong with you being fanatical about sports. That's why we love sports. By the way, you know, Brady makes fun of this exact topic that you brought up.
Yeah.
He's got an ad running right now where him and Giselle are in his living room. I think it's for crypto. And some guy calls him and goes, and he calls a bar in New England. And the guy looks at his phone and it says, traitor. And the bartender goes, what do you want? He goes, are you in? He's talking about whether or not these guys are going to get in on an investment opportunity. And the guy goes, we wouldn't take you back even if you wanted to come. And Brady goes, yes, you would. He goes, all right, we would. He goes, yeah, I'm in. He goes, but I still hate you. And he hangs up. And Giselle says, is he in? Brady goes, yeah. Did he tell you he hates you? Yeah. You know, so Brady gets this all the time.
Well, I'll give this to Brady. The Subway ad is very, very funny. The one about bread. Have you seen that?
Where he comes on and says, they ran out of time, so they're bleeding into my ad. So when it starts, it sounds like it's for clone.
It's like bread. Yeah. He doesn't even eat bread. It's so damn funny.
Michael in Pico Rivera on line 10. Michael, you're on 710 ESPN. Michael, tell Mason what you told the call screener.
Yeah, Mason, you're tripping if you think all water tastes the same. There's certain waters, like Dasani, for example, that has sodium chloride. It's meant to, like, make you thirstier because it has salt in it as well. That's why it has a nasty taste. I don't know if you ever really drank it. Just like Nestle Pure Life as well. The only ones that don't really have a taste are, like, Arrowhead and Evian, because those are purified waters from the mountains.
Michael, have you ever tried Hawaiian volcanic water?
I have actually. I have a coworker that ordered it. It's actually really good.
Exactly. Michael, Mace, I don't want your garden hose, your mom's garden hose water.
If I put three glasses, one is Dasani, which you say is bad.
I'll know that the back of my hand. Yeah.
One is Hawaiian volcanic water, and one is water from my garden hose. Could you really
I'll tell the difference between all three. When I used to go to a lot of music events, they sold the Sani water, so I know that like the back of my hand.
All right. Michael, I'm don't not buying.
From me. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks for trying to sell.
Thomas in El Monte is online. Hey, Thomas, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Absolutely. Like the previous caller hating on Brady, it is very childish. So we all have this hating mentality. And, you know, for me as a Raider fan, of course, with the Tuck rule, but I understood the rule was never really applied, but it was a rule nonetheless. So I don't understand, you know, the hating, or even they're really losing their appreciation of how certain or how great people can be, like Tom Brady. You know, his success. I have a friend right now that just don't want to root for the Lakers because LeBron James is with the team. I mean, he's perfect example of what the guy said about Kobe Bryant moving on to Michael Jordan. Now we just have a difficult time accepting success, and that is part of being childish.
Now, Thomas, are you a Raiders fan?
Yes, I am.
Okay, have you let go of the Tuck rule? Like, have you said,
it took a while, but my goodness, the rule was never applied, but it was a rule. So, you know, we're talking semantics or technicality part of it. But, of course, it's a horrible – it was a great play by Woodson.
There you go. All right, Thomas. Yeah, thank you.
No real Raider fan will ever get over the Tuck rule.
I won't get over the 2018 Super Bowl. I mean, I was there. The Patriots fans were obnoxious. Tom Brady was the quarterback. We lost the game in a close one. It was very afterwards, the Patriots fans were obnoxious. I can't stand Tom Brady. I just can't stand him. Yeah, I can't wait to see him lose on Sunday.
Yeah, I think the Rams are going to win Sunday. But Brady's a great player. Unbelievable. All right, coming up next, NFL player ever.
We talked about this kid, this Jets fan, who did a TikTok video pointing out all the problems with the Jets. We've got that coming up for you. Plus, 877-710-ESPN. Anything you want to jump in on is fair game.
And hey, we'll get to the latest on the USC coaching search. Bruce Feldman, who wrote a killer article in The Athletic yesterday, talking about what went wrong at USC under Clay Helton. Bruce will join us at 2 o'clock with the latest on the coaching search.
All right, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we'll let you know that Bruce Feldman, great, great college football writer from The Athletic. He also happens to be John's neighbor. Do you ever, like, go over to the Feldman's house and say, borrow a cup of sugar?
All the time.
All the time?
He has twin five-year-olds.
Oh, wow.
So they're kind of the stars of the street, boy and a girl.
You be so my neighbor.
Won't you be my neighbor? All right, so this kid, So the Jets are awful, right? They're awful every single year.
Every year.
And even though Tony Romo said Zach Wilson is the next Patrick Mahomes, he so far no good. It's a long career spread out in front of him, but I don't think he's going to be the new Patrick Mahomes. This kid went on TikTok, and I don't think we know the name of the kid. Doesn't matter. It's a young kid.
He's 12 years old.
Spencer Hall is his name.
Okay.
Here is his video breakdown of a particular play that the Jets ran last week.
If there's one play that sums up the New York Jets, this one has to be it. This Patriots winning off the edge. This Jets lineman is probably holding. There's a Patriot charging up the middle at Zach with no blocking at all. This Jets dude is being pancaked on the ground. We have these two idiots staring at each other like, yo, what are we doing? I don't know. Let's just stand here. We have 78 touching his own lineman. On top of that, we have two receivers with zero separation, and the cherry on top has to be Zach Wilson throwing this pick. And Corey Davis has no hops.
And Corey Davis has no hops was like the exclamation point
at
the end of that thing.
If I worked at a TV station in New York, I would get that kid on to break down film every week.
I've always said there's nothing better than little kids who know sports. Like when my nephew was a kid, you could mention, he was like Rain Man. You could say, oh, okay, what are the Colts right now? And he would have the record right off the top of his head.
Right.
What are the Jets right now? He'd have the record right out. I mean, honestly, knowing sports as a kid is one of those things that actually teaches you. Like, you learn stuff from being a sports fan. That's like one of the most underrated parts of being a sports fan as a little kid, is that you get to know math, you get to know names, you get to learn the ins and outs of a particular game. It actually educates you.
And the greatest thing about kids like that is they don't have to he's never going to see any of those people he's criticizing. So he can just say exactly what he thinks.
And Corey Davis has no hops.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, if you've got a kid who is a good, you think would be a good analyst in that line, right? Like that kid just did. Like Spencer Helfer. What's his name? Spencer Helfer?
Spencer Hall.
Spencer Hall.
Where'd you get Spencer Helfer?
I have no idea.
Helfer?
But if you've got a kid like that, email VenisMace@gmail.com, and we'll try to get him on the air. If he really knows his stuff, we'll try to get him on the air to break down, especially if he's a Rams fan, we'll try to get him on to break down the game.
And Corey Davis has no hops.
Corey Davis has no hops. That's so great. That is so great. So this is what ESPN Los Angeles tweeted out a little while ago. It is a picture of Travis and Sliwa. Sliwa's wearing a Rams hat there at SoFi Stadium.
Okay.
Tweet says, heading to the Rams game Sunday, keep an eye out for the new video from Travis Rogers and Alan Sliwa with Rampage on the infinity screen. Sorry, not sorry, Venice Mace. Now, I do not begrudge them for having this sign.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
No, I'm being so magnanimous about this.
But go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But what my strategy is, I know now, because I've been to a few games, exactly when it's going to play. And I can tell you, I will be in the can when it plays.
Mm-hmm.
I will make sure to not see it when it plays.
Well,
is that mature?
No. What would be better is if you created a distraction while it was on the screen that would cause... Now, you've been looking for an opportunity to go streaking, have you not?
I have been, yes.
That's your time.
That's the time to streak.
Just take your clothes off and run straight for the 50-yard line. No one will look up at Sliwa and Travis. They'll all be looking at you streaking on the 50-yard line.
Good plan. Let me run that by Demoff to see if he's cool with that.
Well, he won't even let you do the Who's House, Rams House
That's,
anymore.
By the way, that is one of the most painful moments of 2021.
But you understand it, right?
No.
All right, so he said he allowed you to do it last year, or
yes,
2 years ago, the Super Bowl year, right?
Yes. No, it was last year.
Okay.
No, 2 years ago, right, 2019.
Yeah, so the Rams had a great season. I think they lost one or two games at home all year. And one of the losses, matter of fact, their worst performance maybe in the entire L.A. Coliseum run was when you led the Who's. They gave up 50 points. I believe it was to Tampa Bay.
It was to Tampa. That game was, I think it was 50 to like 35, something like that.
So why, if you're Kevin Demoff and you're in charge of the Rams, why would you tempt fate by inviting the loser of that chant from that game to go anywhere near this game this weekend?
Let me ask you this, John. Is there anybody who publicly shows their love for the Rams more than me?
Taron Killam.
Taron Killam does, you're right.
Sam Lagana.
Sam Lagana works for him.
Lisa Guerrero, former Ram cheerleader.
I don't think she's a – where is she working?
She works at Inside Edition, right? She hunts down
and
all the
crooks. And she's known as a Rams fan?
She was a Ram cheerleader.
The only person I know that probably, and he's a fantastic guy I would love to have on the show sometime, is Danny Trejo.
Yeah, he's a bigger Ram fan than
Danny Trejo gets to do Whose House, Rams House a lot.
Billy Mack's a bigger Ram fan than you.
He is not.
Yeah, he is.
Put your money where your mouth is.
What, that Billy Mack's a, he did. He bought like 4 personal seat licenses.
But you think Billy Mack publicly talks about the Rams more than I do?
Oh, that's all he talks about. He just doesn't have a radio show.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Part of the Ramily. Who's selling the Ramily? Who's selling Whose House, Rams House? Who's helped to discover?
Right, but you realize that when you were publicly given the chance to lead the chant, Whose House, Ram House, it inspired the team to give up 50 points and lose to Tampa Bay, who's now our rival.
Mean, it was difficult to overcome the great Jameis Winston that day. It was Jameis Winston. It was a sad, sad day.
Yeah. By the way, did you read the Bruce Feldman article? In the
I
Athletic?
Did, yeah.
My question, we'll put it to Bruce because he's coming up next. My question is, wasn't that kind of obvious when you hired Clay Helton?
See, I don't think it was.
My neighbor.
That he couldn't match wits in a room with guys like Dabo Swinney and Urban Meyer and Nick Saban?
I thought the article was more than that. It wasn't just that he couldn't close. It's that he closed on a lot of them, and then they didn't develop.
All right, we'll get into that. And by the way, he'll have the latest on who they're looking at now.
Yeah, find out. And by the way, the Trojans are home to – and, oh, this is the other piece of news. Jackson Dart had surgery on his meniscus in his knee. It's apparently, according to Ryan Abraham, it's not a serious knee injury. It's like a scope or something like that. But Keaton Slovis is okay, and he will get the start tomorrow against Oregon State at the Coliseum.
But, Mace, even a scope, even if you get your knee scoped, you're out for a few weeks minimum.
Yeah.
So Jackson Dart's not going to play anytime. He's done till at least mid-October. I don't think you can come back from a scope in like 2 weeks.
Well, we do have a veteran guy. I mean, Jackson Dart was unbelievably exciting in that game. Threw 391 yards and 4 touchdowns and really electrified everybody. I still think there's I still believe in the interim coach effect, the Dante Williams effect. I think the Trojans will win tomorrow, and I think they've still got a chance to win the Pac-12 South.
If they do, you're in trouble. Because
I'm not in trouble because he's not getting the job
Dante
no matter what.
Right, we'll
zero
put that,
chance he's getting the
we'll
job.
We'll put that to Bruce.
All right. That's coming up next for you. Bruce Feldman, the fantastic college football writer. David Singer just texted and said Brian Cranston is a huge Rams fan. He is, but he's not as big a Rams fan as me.
I'll ride with Heisenberg.
All right. Feldman's coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.